Hi, I'm Terry von Staden from Analysys Mason's Operator Business Services program, and in this podcast I'm going to go through how operators' business divisions were affected by the COVID-19 crisis during the first quarter of 2020. Operators' quarterly investor reports were filled with warning signs about the impact of the COVID-19 crisis, a temporary end to business travel, financial difficulties, business closures, rising unemployment, an increase in bad debt, and the implications of a recession were all mentioned as concerns. The crisis comes after what was a reasonably successful 2019, where many operators reversed negative revenue trends. The weighted average for business revenue growth increased from minus 0.6% worldwide in 2018 to 1.2% in 2019. However, operators expect that business revenue will decline significantly in 2020. Operators' business revenue in 1Q 2020 was only slightly affected by COVID-19. The simple average business revenue growth rate for our sample declined from 0.5% year-on-year in 1Q 2019 to minus 0.5% in 1Q 2020, and some operators attributed this decline to the pandemic. However, most operators were only affected by the COVID-19 crisis in the last 2 or 3 weeks of the quarter. Proximus's business revenue, which had been growing consistently at around 1% for several years, declined in 1Q 2020 to what it attributed as early signs of COVID-19 impacting fixed and mobile services. Additional details about the impact of the pandemic were discussed in operators' reports, which I'm going to go through in this section. Vodafone reported that the most immediate and direct impact on revenue has been from roaming. The operator recorded a 65 to 75% decline in roaming revenue across its European operations during April 2020. Similarly, Deutsche Telekom reported that retail roaming revenue decreased by 80%. Rogers Canada reported that its 5% decrease in business revenue in 1Q 2020 was largely driven by a 17% decrease in wireless equipment sales as a result of lower subscriber activity surrounding the pandemic. Likewise, Swisscom's business hardware sales, which grew by 11% in 2019, declined by 27% in 1Q 2020. AT&T increased its bad debt estimates by $250 million, which is equivalent to 0.7% of its group revenue for the quarter. BT estimated that COVID-19 cost its business division £51 million, or $62 million, which is 3.3% of its business revenue, most of which was attributed to losses in account receivables. BT's estimate for the cost of the crisis on its total operations was £95 million, or $115 million, which is 1.7% of group revenue for the quarter. This shows that business services account for 54% of the expected cost of the pandemic, while only accounting for 27% of group revenue, emphasizing the impact on business divisions. Swisscom reported a 10% decrease in the number of orders from its business customers, and BT also reported sharply reduced business activity and rising insolvencies, specifically among the small and medium-sized enterprise segment. The pandemic slowdown is most noticeable in the SME segment, but it's also affecting large enterprises and multinational corporations. Vodafone reported that it is starting to see some signals of tension in its B2B business, with some delays in project spend from the big corporates. Verizon reported a 3% decrease in churn for its SME customers and a 35% decrease in churn for its large enterprise and public sector customers. For Swisscom, a 24% decrease in churn was large enough to offset the 10% decrease in the number of orders. KPN reported that the pandemic is affecting some verticals more than others. Those affected the most include hospitality, leisure, and travel, which represent around 10% of its group revenue. Most operators have withdrawn guidance amid such uncertainty, but some operators have attempted to provide rough guidelines for the impact. Comcast's business revenue grew by 9% in 2019, but it estimates that this will drop to low single-digit growth in second quarter 2020. Verizon estimates that growth will be 3 to 5 percentage points lower than originally expected across both consumer and business. Operators' small business divisions are likely to be the most heavily affected area during this crisis. AT&T reported that the most disconcerting, troublesome area that they've seen is what is happening down in small business. Verizon provided more detail about the differences in how the COVID-19 crisis is affecting small and large businesses. Large enterprises have actually spent more money to prepare for working from home, while small businesses have had to cut costs. Businesses of all sizes, however, have postponed upgrades or even downgraded their services. Rogers Canada reported that it is starting to see the very early signs of the potential broader economic impacts. high unemployment and difficulties in the enterprise side, in particular around small businesses, are going to lead to downgrade migrations. COVID-19 has actually boosted sales for VPNs, unified communications, and security solutions. Many businesses have closed or reduced the scale of their operations, but others have had to quickly enable and connect remote workforces, creating a spike in demand for ICT solutions. Verizon reported a 65% increase in VPN network usage and a 982% increase in the use of collaboration tools. AT&T reported high demand for VPN bandwidth and security solutions, and Telefonica spoke about the need for speeding up the digitalization in the corporate world. Other operators have warned that this boost will only be temporary, while businesses prepare for and adjust to lockdown conditions. Swisscom reported a general slowdown in its orders from businesses, and KPN stated that businesses may delay IT projects. Many of the additional ICT services currently being delivered to businesses are based on free trials or temporary extensions, and may have a limited impact on revenue. Rising unemployment will also counter an increase in the penetration rates for these services. The long-term implications for operators' ICT divisions are more positive. Major ICT projects may be delayed in 2020, but long-term prospects remain intact, according to Telefonica. We expect that demand for improved business continuity will be sustained as operations resume, and that this will drive increased penetration for a wide range of SaaS, infrastructure, and PaaS services. Operators' free trials and support to businesses during this crisis may also translate into stronger relationships and the increased take-up of ICT services in the long term. If you have any questions about this content, please feel free to contact me or refer to the original article. Thank you.